Anfang Mai fand in Budapest der 5. European Transgender Council statt. Marek Sancho war für uns vor Ort und brachte einige interessante Infos mit. Ihr erinnert euch sicher, in der letzten Sendung hatten wir von dort zwei Interviews mit Transaktivistinnen dabei. Und wir haben auch für die heutige Sendung noch interessanten Stoff vom Council. Marek Sancho stellt euch das Pro-Trans-Projekt von TGU vor, ein Projekt, in dem es um Monitoring von transfeindlichen Hassverbrechen geht. Anschließend spricht Marek Sancho mit Kemal aus der Türkei und Simon aus Italien. Die beiden sagen uns dann, warum Monitoring wichtig ist und was bislang im Pro-Trans-Projekt schon alles gemacht wurde. Und auch, warum es notwendig ist, dieses Projekt im internationalen Rahmen passieren zu lassen.
From the 29th to the 1st of May, the second workshop of the Pro-Trans project took place. The project aims to monitor transphobic hate crime in different countries. The core countries are Turkey, Romania, Kyrgyzstan, Moldova, Hungary and Serbia. Apart from those, three EU countries joined the project this time: Croatia, Italy and Germany. At the workshop, we developed together an online tool in order to be able to register cases of transphobic hate crime, as in most countries transphobic violence is not registered at all, but it is important to do so in order to be able to use them for advocacy and though on long term to improve the situation of trans people. During the workshop, I got the opportunity to talk with Kemal Aysu Ördek of the Red Umbrella, a sex worker organization in Turkey, and with Simone Kangelosi from Movimiento Identidad Transsexuale about the importance of monitoring and the significance of doing so in an international context.
My name is Kemal Aysu. I'm from Turkey. I'm from the capital. I'm representing Red Umbrella Sexual Health and Human Rights Association, which is the first registered sex workers' rights association in Turkey. We work on transgender rights issues. I'm a trans sex worker myself. I'm here to attend the Pro-Trans project meeting, which is a project of Transgender Europe on monitoring violence and hate crimes against transgender people. I think it's very important that I'm representing my organization and participating in this project meeting because there have been a lot of hate crimes cases or violence cases targeting transgender people in Turkey. As we all know, Turkey is the first ranking country in Council of Europe states regarding transgender murders, for example. So it's very important that we as an organization monitor the cases in a more systematic way, and then to have an advocacy tool based on the analysis of the findings, and to carry out advocacy towards local authorities to change, for example, the legislation on violence or hate crimes or anti-discrimination, and to have an understanding of what is the situation of transgender people, not only in Turkey, but also in other partnering countries and in Europe as a whole, to inform different stakeholders locally, regionally and globally.
Did you ever had any tools before for monitoring hate crime?
Yes, we had a narrative monitoring tool that we asked the victims of violence to share their stories, the victimization process, and we use it to integrate the findings of these reports into our annual reports. And we had some other, for example, support group reporting or reporting of actually our lawyers at the same time, not only the staff members or volunteers of the association, but also the four lawyers that we are working with. So in the past, we have been involved in a monitoring work. This time, the pro-trans meeting is a more collective and also more systematic way of collecting it. So it's going to be, we are going to be aligning the monitoring tools that we are using with the monitoring tool, which is proposed by the pro-trans project.
And how do you think that the pro-trans project could help for your advocacy for trans rights and sex workers' rights?
We have an example of how we used, for example, the first DVT publication in 2012 in local context towards different stakeholders, but mainly lawmakers and decision makers. So we have made use of the findings of the first DVT project. So in our meetings with different ministries, different government officials, or for example, different police departments, even though it was not that effective because their main attitude or mentality towards transgender people is quite prejudiced and negative. However, they got the understanding of that transgender people have been targeted by different groups of people, including the state itself. So the findings of the monitoring that we will do within the ProTrans project will be enlarging our scope to have different areas involved apart from the work or the areas that we have focused on with our previous projects. So, for example, with the TVT project, within our advocacy work, we will share all the findings or the stories of the victims or the legal assistance that we will provide. Also within the scope of the project to, as I said, parliamentarians, the relevant ministry officials, media, different academic circles or different representations from different NGOs like mainstream human rights organizations, which also need some visibility and awareness raising on transgender rights issues. So it's going to be some kind of awareness and visibility raising work, but also a work which includes also lobbying towards lawmakers and decision makers for example, the betterment of the existing legislations.
And you mentioned before that it's a good project also because it's focused on different countries now. Why do you think it's especially important to make it in different countries at the same time?
It is important because apart from having an advantage, for example, working locally with this monitoring system, it is at the same time important to compare the results with different countries. What's going on in Turkey regarding violence towards transgender people and what's going on, for example, in Croatia or in Germany or in Moldova in regard to violence against transgender people. It's very important to compare it, to have a comparative analysis. Mm-hmm. And this is the work of Transgender Europe, of course, as the implementer of the project. But at the same time, it is important, as far as I see, for strengthening the monitoring capacities of those organizations. It's not just for advocacy purposes, but building the capacities of those organizations are very important so that these organizations do not just learn how to do monitoring, but increase their capacities in doing advocacy work, lobbying work, or maybe get involved in other projects in the future which are relevant to this ProTrans project.
I'm Simone Cangelosi. I come from Italy. My organization is MIT, M-I-T, Movimento Identità Transessuale, that means Identity Transgender Movement. First time was founded in 1979. It's the oldest one in the LGBT scene. So now it's in Bologna.
You're also part of the ProTrans project from TGEU. So why actually your organization chose to participate?
So we decided to participate on this project because, first of all, it's on the goals of this project. The goals are to work on hate crimes monitoring and try to develop tools to make monitoring and to stop the increasing of hate crimes and trying to do something to make advocacy against hate crimes and so on. So Italy is, there is Turkey, I think, and then we are in the statistics for hate crime. We are the second country for hate crimes in Europe. So I think in Italy, somehow we need tools in Italy for trying, first of all, make monitoring, I think, and then to combat this phenomenon, because in Italy, situation is complex. It's important that Italy, that one organization, start working on hate crime monitoring, because the impact that this kind of crimes has in our society. Our society is discriminating in part, in some other part not, but hate crimes is an urgent theme, I think, on work on, so that's why, this is the reason. The first step is entering in a network, in a European scale, and trying to get tools, being trained, putting up a project that help us to recognize what is the real situation in Italy and to collect news and cases and trying to understand deeply and widely what is happening in our country, because some parts of our public opinion and society is supportive, but there is another part, a strong part, that is against. So I think, and we continually struggle against church positions that are very influential on public opinion in Italy, not only on public opinion, but also on our laws in the parliament. So what we need is to, first of all, recognize exactly what is the situation and the incidence of these environment moods, and how this is related to the crimes, and how many crimes there are, so that then you can promote a law for discrimination based on gender expression identity. Still, we have not a law on this.
And why do you think that it makes sense to apply with this project on an international basis?
I think that it's clear that coming here and networking with the others helps you to understand clearly not only the other situation that is the basis, but also your situation. I think that it's helpful for understanding in which frame you are, your country is. Is the only way to be stronger. You need to understand the whole context, because you know, we are not autarkic now, you are globalized. So it's the same for all the issues that society has inside, your issues as a transgender, as a working class aspirant, yeah? You are global in a global scale, mm-hmm. So you can analyze your situation, your country. If you don't know, and I don't know, and I think we don't know really, I understood yesterday, we don't know what happened 100 kilometers far from us. So I think is the basis, this is the base, information is the basis, a change. I'm not speaking about all the rest that is very much more complicated than it's important, yeah? Like making, deciding for goals together in a European scale and try to achieve it, these goals. But I'm speaking about the basis, that is change information on our own situation. Important is the basis to analyze our situation, make the right analysis that then give us the goals, suggestion for which what are the goals now, the right strategies. I think it's this.